But nah, this is a, you know, it's gonna be a good episode. I feel like I never do intros, by the way. So like, you're putting me on the spot.
Okay, let's get it.
Yeah. But no, I got my guy 1111 here with me today.
Yeah.
You already know it's Players Play. We're here to have a meaningful conversation, just authenticity. That's what we go by, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what we're here for. That's what we're gonna do. But anyways, talk to me about, you know, just some of the creativity that you're inspired by, because I could tell the guys here, you draw inspiration from them and stuff.
Yeah, something honestly, like bro, you know, yeah, like I started off as a producer, making beats. Didn't know I could sing my whole life.
You didn't know you could sing?
Yeah, I just tried it. And then obviously you do your first track, and it's weak.
Yeah.
But at the time, you think it's tough.
Yeah.
So I made a track for a girl in high school.
Okay.
And, you know, like she dumped me. So I made a track for her called Missing You Babe. Mm. Missing You Babe, bro. Like what kind of song title? That was a song title. I have it in my email to this day.
Yeah.
And it was just talking to her, like trying to get her back. I didn't get her back, obviously, so I should have known from then the track was garbage. Mm. But I showed it to other people and they thought I had a little voice. Mm. So I just kept singing, I kept going. But I was making beats at the time, you know.
How old were you at the time?
I was like, I think I was like 17.
Okay.
Yeah, I was making beats. I was I lived in Jungle, Lawrence Heights community, and I was working at the community center, and I was just making beats for people in the hood, like all the rappers, you know, recording them, doing community, you know, community outreach and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We were making a whole project. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, you know what? Let me try and sing, and I did made that track, and then ever since I made that track, I haven't stopped singing.
From that first song?
Yeah. From that first song, I was still making beats, but I started picking more up on like, okay, let me chill out on the beats, start songwriting. Mm-hmm. Let me start making my own songs. Mm-hmm. And then I just started making my own songs, got better, started practicing like a bunch of different songs, country songs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
country songs?
Yeah, I just started practicing like doing like covers and stuff and like rock songs. You know what I mean? I remember I did a cover to that song. You know that I can get somebody. Like, bro, I was doing shit like that in the community center.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People were coming in like, what is this nigga doing? Like, you know what I mean? But I was practicing.
Yeah.
And just like playing with my voice and stuff. Because a lot of people don't understand that, like, you can't just because like you can rap or sing out of the booth, it's not gonna translate to in the booth when you go in the booth and you sing. It's different.
Let's talk about that though.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so many people out there that have great voice,
but
they can't make a track for shit.
Why is that?
Because it's different when you go into the booth and you sing. You know what I mean? You sing or you rap, like, you hear your voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people are not used to hearing the voice, bro. Mm. So you go in there and it's like, you think it's gonna sound one way.
But it sounds a whole other
way. That's why I'm always so adamant about, like, yo, mic time. Like, you gotta have mic time. Like, you gotta be, it's just like anything else, bro. You gotta have a certain hours over of doing something for a long period of time until you're experienced. Mm-hmm. It's the same shit.
You know, it's crazy you mentioned that, though, because I remember, like, I tried to go to the booth before. Like, I tried to spit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was sound of fire. Like, all the guys around me were saying, yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went to the studio.
And then you heard it. You heard your voice. And you're like, oh, it's different.
It's not connected.
You gotta.
I don't understand that. Like, why
you gotta
is it
learn.
Not, like, what is like? What are you learning in the booth? Like, what experience do you get when you're actually in the booth?
You learn your voice.
Just, like,
you learn your voice. You gotta learn your voice. You gotta learn how to control it. You gotta learn how to, like, okay, if I do this, it does that. Mm. Especially if you're recording with auto-tune, you gotta know, like, all right, this is my voice control. This is how I'm gonna sound. If I do this way, like, I don't always just do the same voice on the mic. Mm-hmm. I do different voices.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm doing harmonies and stacks, I don't always have, like, the same singing voice. Okay. I have to do it either softer, a whisper, airy, or, like, a, like, something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So,
but
so it's different
It
criteria.
Translates, yeah. But that comes with years of being on the mic. People don't understand that you need to be in front of the mic and, like,
It's just expensive, though.
It's not. It's expensive, but, yo, bro, there's ways to do it. You can get an app on your phone
and
be in front of the mic.
Do you feel like we're at a time now where, like, a home kit and recording at home could be matched up to the same quality at
100%.
The studio?
I have a home kit at home.
Okay.
I record in my closet.
So when you record in there?
A walk-in closet.
The quality's still the same?
It's still the same. Like, it just matters on how you're going to mix it. Of course, if you get a $4,500 dollar mic, it's gonna sound incredible regardless.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's ways when you're just starting out, there's always a way. There's always a way for anything, bro. Like, if you don't think there's a way for something, it's just an excuse or you're afraid. You know what I mean? You're afraid.
You think
to
it's
fail.
Always that? What if it's something that's really extremely difficult?
If you really want to do it, you're gonna figure it out, bro.
You feel like it's always like that?
You know what I mean?
It's not like
an example is like the content I'm doing now. Yo, these guys know that, like, I've never been this active or consistent with content ever.
Let's talk about
ever, that. Bro. Like, they could tell you because they've seen it all. Mm-hmm. Like, even when my stuff was, like, hitting millions of views and stuff, mm-hmm. I still wasn't active on social media like that. I was posting, like, every week or every other week. This is the most consistent I've ever been on social media in my life.
Why is that?
Honestly, I have to shout out Ray Daniels because he really installed it into me where it's like, you gotta have content. In today's age, you have to have content. If you don't have content, no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
If people can't see your face anymore, that mysterious shit's over with. Like, if people don't see your face no more, they don't give a shit. Mm. Even if the song's fire, they need to see something to go with it now. Mm. And that's why, like, all these rappers in the city are winning because they always make a video. And everyone always wants to go see the visuals for the video because they could be doing some crazy shit in the video or some shit. It's a visual. You feel me? Today's day and age, people need to see you in front of the camera. They need to see who you are.
As a person.
And I didn't understand that 2 years ago. And I didn't understand, like, yo, my music's fire. People don't need to see me. They're going to just fuck with my music.
Yeah.
When it's like, nah, bro.
That's not how it works.
Nah, bro. Like, you got to make videos to go with that music. You got to make little clips on Instagram to go with that music so people can see, like, that it's you.
The person they're supporting.
That it's you singing and that it's genuine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you can only give them an MP3 so much. You know what I mean?
You gotta see more that comes with that.
Today's day and age, they gotta see it. Everyone's scrolling through Instagram. If they see just an MP3 and an email, no one cares unless you're Drake or something. You know what I mean? No one cares. They're gonna skip right past that.
Yeah.
I do that. You know what I mean?
So what about marketing and stuff do you do outside of just creating content? Because like you said, like, everybody's doing the music. Like, there's a lot of people doing music, and, like, there's saturation and stuff like that. So how do you market the music after just doing content? Because you can do content, and you can make music. Mm-hmm. That's still not enough.
Yeah.
Right?
It's facts.
So what's the next step for people getting heard?
Doing this. Mm-hmm. Going out, doing interviews, going to people and tapping into different platforms and going out and meeting people. When I say go out, it don't mean go to the club. Mm-hmm. Go to events. What's that? Fill in the blank. You know what I mean? Go network with people. Like, just get out there and let people see you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, that's a step further. And then it's, like, also as, like, going out of the country and networking with people. Because a big thing that a lot of people are starting to get now is you can't stay in Toronto.
You have to expand. You feel like
you
that?
Know? Yeah, you gotta expand.
Is that as like a entertainer or is that just
name
as
me
an
one
artist?
Person? Tell me one person who blew up and stayed in Toronto. There's nobody.
But like, okay, but artists.
Can you name one person?
Can
you name one person? Everybody leaves.
But as an entertainer, as an artist, though.
As an artist. We're talking about as an artist. Okay. But even as an entertainer.
Like podcasting, you don't have to, you could stay in Toronto. Because essentially.
But who's doing podcasting right now? In Toronto, that's like, you, I would think you are the only, like, I don't know any other bigger, like, podcaster doing it besides, like,
I'll let the audience decide, but.
Mandem, they have that. The GTV.
Yeah.
We Love Hip Hop.
Yeah.
I was just talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Why isn't there that one podcast that's like, yo, when everyone comes to the city, they have to do that podcast?
Yeah.
America has it.
You got a good point, yeah.
America has it.
So is it just the numbers? It just goes back to the numbers, though.
It also goes back to the networking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to get out there and you got to network with people.
And meet new people. Talk to me about networking, though, because you said Daniels. How did you even meet Ray Daniels?
The story about meeting him is really funny. It's really,
I fuck
really
with his podcast, by the way.
It's really, yeah, he's amazing, bro. Shout out Ray Daniels. Yeah. He's going to see this.
I fuck with his
podcast. But I was at the time living in a 2-bedroom basement apartment with my baby moms, working a job 1 to 9. And, you know, I had like millions of views on YouTube. But no money been paid to me yet. I'm still just working this job because I have to make money. I have kids. And he just hit me up randomly
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't see it. And then he got his assistant to hit me up, who was a girl. It's a girl, obviously I'm gonna answer. It's a woman, you know what I mean?
But
I
didn't know. We're gonna get into that.
You know what I mean? But I didn't. Later, I didn't know who Ray was at first.
Yeah.
Because I was in my little bubble.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't moving around. I was being a family man. I wasn't moving around, so I didn't know much. Mm-hmm. So then he got on the phone with me. Finally got a hold of me. I answered his assistant, and he just like, "You don't know who I am, bro?" I'm like, "No." And as I'm talking to him on the phone, I go and look him up, and I'm like, "Oh shit." SVP here, SVP at Warner, like big deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know who this guy was, bro.
Wow.
So then I started talking to him and he's like, I could tell you, he's like, I don't want to say like what I can do for you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because at the time it's like, he's right. Like I had so many people reaching out to me saying they could do this, they can do that. And it gets tiring and it gets to the point where it's like, okay, bro, here's another one. But the difference between him is when he went, what do you need? What do you need, bro? Like, what do you need? And I told him I needed a team. Because at the time, I just didn't have a team. Like, it was just me.
What year is this and stuff? Just for
This was 2000 and... This was 2017.
2017.
2017
so you're getting traction from the music.
Traction's already there.
Traction's there.
20, like, 15 million views on YouTube for this one song that city. Doesn't even have a video.
Wow.
Okay? Okay? And I'm still working at a warehouse.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That just came like, it was pretty crazy. And then this is how he found me though, before he even called me. Okay. He walked into the Apple Music office and they were playing my song, Good Love. They were playing my song randomly. Wow. And he was like, this song is amazing. This is incredible. So he Shazammed it and then followed me.
Really?
And everything. Yeah, and then everything. And then like, when he got back to Atlanta the next week, they were talking in the office and he was like, who is this guy anyways? Yeah. He's like, oh, we need more music like this. Who is this guy anyways?
Yeah.
And then they hit me up.
Wow.
And then he was like, yo, what do you need? I told him what I needed. Flew me out to, where did he fly me out to? I don't know if he flew me out to, I think LA. And then I met with a couple people.
Wow.
Yeah, I met with a couple labels, like off the rip.
Yeah.
You know, he did the whole artist thing. But the thing that set him apart was, it just felt like genuine. Like it didn't feel like, yo, I need you. Like I need this for my career. Like he needed it for his career. Like he wasn't feeling like it didn't feel like that. Mm. It just felt genuine. Like I fuck with this guy's music. I'm gonna fuck with him. Mm. You know what I mean? It's always been like that ever since. Mm-hmm. So from there, it was just flew me to LA, met with people, flew me to Miami, met with people. Then he flew me to Atlanta, stayed there for a bit, worked on music. And we've been locked in ever since. And it's been nothing but good. You know what I mean? Like, nothing bad to say about the guy. He's an amazing person, amazing father. He's dope, bro. Like,
that's dope. That's it.
He supports me to the fullest. And that's one thing that, you know what I mean, that I don't take for granted. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't have to do half of the things that he be doing for me. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the one who told me to start getting the content out. He was the one who told me to start doing those videos about Toronto. Mm-hmm. And they start going crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I gotta give him his credit.
Yeah, no, for real. And speaking on those videos that you do, because talk to me about that. So once he told you to do it, when did you actually start doing those videos? Because those videos are getting a lot of like attention.
Yeah, right? As soon as he told me, like,
I don't go to none of those hoods now that you said that. So, I'm just being honest, bro. I ain't go to none of those hoods, bro. Because I'm not gonna lie, like. It kind of drew. It's just extra spooky now.
Some of those are wild.
It's crazy, bro. But yeah, talk to me about getting started with that content.
But it was just something that was like, you know, I'm from the hood as well, so like I knew all these hoods. I know mostly like the West End hoods because I'm from the West End.
You didn't cover like the neighborhood I know, like that I'm from.
What?
I'm just talking shit. I'm talking shit.
I was like, what hood? Where are you from? I was like, what hood are you from?
My hood got broken down. My hood got broken down. It's okay.
But
it's
okay. I just started covering those hoods because I felt like, you know,
yeah.
I'm from there. Yeah. I didn't live, like, don't get it wrong, I didn't live in the hood all my life.
Yeah.
But I moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the ages where it was most important in my life, like when you become a man, mm-hmm. I lived in the hood, so it played a really big part of my life, and I don't think if I ever lived in jungle, I don't think I'd be doing music, truthfully, because that's where I picked up music, was from there, going into the little empty trap houses and having a computer set up and doing beats, making beats with everybody late night, and making tracks, I don't think that my love for music wouldn't have been there. Yeah. You know? So then I started talking about other hoods, and people were like, yo, this is, and I started doing it in a funny way. Like, you know what I mean? Not like a serious way, like, yo, like, you're gonna get shot, or this, that. Like, it just has to be like a jokey way, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I'm a funny guy. Like, I like to laugh.
Yeah.
I like to make people laugh and laugh, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to put the little, ooh, yeah, in there, so people know what it is, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing that from time, so I just added it into the videos. But they've been going crazy viral.
Nah, I've seen, I love it. Honestly, I feel like artists just have to be more personable, and I feel like they don't really show their personality. And I feel like what you're doing is kind of like being an artist, but still standing behind who you
are. And I'm showing, like, you know, I'm showing, like, where I've come from. Exactly. I'm showing, like, how I grew up by just putting out, like, little content where it's like, oh, yo, this type of drip was running Toronto.
Yeah.
And everyone knows the drip that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's actually funny drip.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, niggas wear that?
Yeah.
Niggas wear the Jesus piece? Niggas wear that?
I had one.
With
I had
the
one.
Blue chain.
I know Swag's had one. That's a classic piece. Was that only in Toronto, though?
Yo!
Like, was that? Like,
here's
was
the thing. Here's the thing. A lot of this stuff, was in America first. Like, oh, okay. New York and stuff, but then when they were off it, we were on it.
Oh, okay, okay.
The which ones?
Wait.
I think that might be a Toronto thing. I'm not gonna lie. I think that might be a Toronto thing only.
What about the foxtails? Don't forget the foxtails.
I that was
bro. The foxtails.
I seen a lot of like Yachty's and Freshies wear those.
They came like from Toon, you know? ATL or somewhere.
I had those.
I
had that at the side of my jeans, my skinny jeans. I had the fox tail.
You had the
fucking
tails from Sonic.
You guys had Sonic. But it's crazy.
But yeah, it's just reminiscing and, you know, relating to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's all it's about. And
how do you do that in a genuine way and, like, be yourself when, like, people are always trying to get at others?
Man, I just do the videos how I'm doing them. Like, I talk the same way. Like, that's what I would say if we were just even talking off camera. I would say the same shit on video that I'm saying on camera. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just shit that, like, I can relate to. Like, yeah, nigga, I grew up around everyone that wore that shit, everyone that played certain games, everyone that had knew certain shows. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going back to what I seen, what I know, and just putting it on camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like I said, bro, like, people want to see you on camera. They don't want to hear you.
Yeah.
They need to be able to hear and see you at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I've been doing now, and I just been going, keep going and keep going and keep going and not overthinking anything, cuz I'm an overthinker, bro.
Yeah.
Overthinker, bro. So I just do it, put it out, don't even watch it again, bro. Yeah. I don't even watch it again. That's it.
So let me ask you this, in terms of, like, obviously you're creative. Guitar, that's my like style. You do music, the content now as well. What's something that, like, you're obsessed about? Like, what's something that every day you're thinking about at this current time?
My kids, bro. Mm. My kids, for sure, bro. My son's 13.
Okay.
He needs me right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My daughters are young. They're not teenagers yet. They're not even 10 yet. But my son, my main concern is my son, because he's 13. He's at the age that I was at when I was getting influenced.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And when I was moving around and becoming a man. So he really needs me. So I was, even when I was in Atlanta the whole 6 months, I was thinking about him, bro. Like, he needs me, man. He's 13 years old, bro. He's about to become a man soon.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He's not far away.
And with mentioning your son, what's something that your son may say that you're passionate about, like, right now?
Definitely my music, because he sees it all.
Okay.
You know, he has me on Instagram. I just brought him to one of the performances I did.
Oh, yeah?
In a fashion show, yeah.
That's it.
He sees
it.
He brags. He brags for sure.
Nah, that's how,
he goes to his, he goes to all of his friends and be like, you know, my dad has millions of views. My dad has millions of views on YouTube.
No, as he should.
Like, I went to a couple of his track meets and stuff like that, and, like, they all come up to me like, Nathaniel says you have millions of views. Can we see? Go on, I pull up my YouTube so I don't make him look stupid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go pull up my YouTube.
You gotta fact check them.
Show them the one, they're like,
Whoa!
That's crazy.
I'm like, yeah, I just made him feel like that nigga.
For sure.
Nah, that's actually crazy though, but like, how do you like balance everything then?
Sacrifices, bro. It's not about balances, it's just sacrificing, man. Like, I've had to sacrifice so much by just going to Atlanta for the 6 months. And this is not the only time I've did a big trip like that. Like, I lived in LA for a couple of months while my baby mother was pregnant, like mid-pregnancy. It's the sacrifices you gotta make, and a lot of people don't understand that too. That they don't understand that sacrifice part and that, like, that uncomfortable feeling. You know what I mean? Like, I loved my baby moms. And I knew going to LA was gonna take a big hit on our relationship. But I did it because it's like, this is my dream. I didn't come this far just to come this far, bro. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, you gotta take a lot of sacrifices if you wanna make it in this industry. I went to Atlanta for the whole summer, longer, 6 months. I didn't see Nathaniel. Wow. I didn't see my son, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's a sacrifice. There ain't really no balancing. The balancing is giving them a call on FaceTime. You know what I mean? Like, now I'm back, and the first thing I did was go pick him up. You know what I mean? Go pick him up, bring him to the house. Mm-hmm. Like, ain't no balancing. It's about sacrifices, bro. And that's one thing people need to understand. You're not gonna make it without making a sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's rare, bro. That's rare to happen. Cause even if you do make it, and it's a one night, something that happens overnight, you're going to have to make a sacrifice to get further. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. And that if you have kids, that means going on the road and not seeing them for a minute. Mm. That means going on the road, not seeing any of your friends for a minute. Mm-hmm. That means being uncomfortable in certain situations and stepping out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I had a problem with, mm-hmm. but I had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for sure.
No, that's what's up, honestly. And I'd ask this. So, like, obviously you've accomplished a lot because you can tell, like, just by getting millions of views or meeting certain people.
Mm.
But, like, out of all that stuff, even being a father and stuff like that, what's something you're most proud of? And maybe I would even say aside from your kids and stuff, because you mentioned that.
I'm most proud of?
Something you're most proud of in your journey as you've been.
Is where I'm at right now in terms of content-wise.
Content-wise.
Yeah, that's what I'm most proud of because I've never, like I said, I've never been this like consistent with content. Mm-hmm. And I've been super consistent. Like, this is pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. So I would say, my content. Where I'm at right now, that's what I'm super proud of.
Yeah.
I'm super proud of that because I don't like doing that. I don't like doing that shit, but I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm doing it because I make music. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I love music. Mm-hmm. And that's what comes with music now. So I got to learn to love that. I'm learning to love it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Look, I'm here.
Of course.
I'm here and I'm doing this. You feel me? So it's like, I'm learning to love it.
Of course. And then I guess I would also ask in terms of just like overall, what's your goals next in terms of like where you want to go with it and stuff like that?
Next is I've never been on a tour before. So okay. that's my goal for my next steps is going on tour and
where
staying.
Where would you do the tour?
All over Canada, America. I have a huge fan base in America.
Yeah.
So I'd like to do it there.
Yeah.
Even if it's going on tour with somebody, just to connect with more people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I've never went on tour before.
Yeah.
Ever. I've never got to experience that. Everyone says you don't want to experience it. I do. You know what I mean? I want to go. I want to feel the hardships that the tour comes with. I've never done it before. So tour and obviously just way more music, more visuals, and consistency. Yeah. You feel me? That's what you can expect from me for sure.
Coming through. Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Okay. And then is music, okay, with the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're passionate about it. But like, do you want to sign to a major label? I'm not sure if you are signed.
Like, it's not about like if I want to. It's just like what opportunities are gonna present themselves. Because right now I'm doing okay mm-hmm. with not being signed to a major label. Mm-hmm. I'm signed to an independent label, mm-hmm. which is Radar, mm-hmm. which Ray Daniels, he's the owner of that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just gonna keep working on what I'm doing. I'm not really worried about signing a major label or anything. It's gonna present itself. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going, and if the opportunity brings itself, it brings itself. I have a great team behind me that can handle that, mm-hmm. and maneuver that. So I'm not tripping.
So, and in terms of content, like, what if you got an opportunity to be like a full-time content creator in what you're already doing? Is that something you'd be happy with?
Nah.
Nah.
Hell nah.
I was going to say,
yeah, but, hell nah,
but,
bro.
But let's say the hell content's nah. paying, though, right? Let's say,
if it's paying,
let's
it's
say
like...
let's say people... It will become... Your personality, right? Mm. People like you doing the videos you do, and they like you as a person. Mm. If that's what sells more than the music, would you trade that for the music?
Of course, if that's what sold more, but I'm not going to trade it like for the music. I'm still going to do music because it's like my music... It's what I love doing.
That's
you know what
that's
I mean?
The essence
but
of it.
Like, yeah, nah, this, the content creator shit, like, as that, it's hard because music is like, I can't even say it's my first baby because my first baby was football. So, my first baby was football. Yeah. So it's my second baby, but it's just like I said, I'm learning to love the content creating stuff, but I don't love it yet. So I can't say that I would trade it for music even if it did come with money.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I can't even say that right now because I don't love it yet.
Yeah.
I love music. Mm. You know what I mean? But I've already been approached as a content creator anyways, bro. Like I was talking to this girl and she was like, oh, I thought you were just a content creator on TikTok. I was like, oh shit.
Did you send her the whole beat packs?
Yeah, I was like, oh, go listen to them. I was like, go listen to my music. I'm not a content creator. I'm like, go listen to my music. I'm not a content creator, bro. Like, I'm there in the studio making a banger.
Yeah.
Like, a banger.
She don't even know it.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, I thought you were just a TikToker, like a content creator. I was like,
yeah.
Damn. Okay.
She don't even know it.
Like, I feel you. You follow me on TikTok, and all I put on my TikTok is that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so some people
I put the
know.
Other stuff
Wait,
on
how does that
IG.
Make you feel, though? How does that make you feel when people are like, you do those videos, but they don't even know the other side of you?
It made me feel away because I'm like, damn, this is what I'm becoming? This is crazy. Mm. But then also, it's like, I was talking to someone in Atlanta about it, and they were like, bro, it's okay. Let them think that. You know what I mean? It's still a fan. Like, they still tapped in with you, you know?
Still,
like,
they're still supporting
it's just a
something
different
that
side
you do.
Of something. Yeah, it's just a different side of something. They're still tapped in, though.
That's true.
And I'm just like, all right, but still, bro, like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm a content creator?
Yeah.
Go listen to my music. I'm an artist. Like, this shit is fire. I'm in the studio right now making a hit song.
Freestyle something for us real quick.
Freestyle? I'm really bad at freestyling, I'm horrible at freestyling. Horrible.
No, I'm just playing.
I freestyle a bunch of mumbles.
Mumbles?
That's what I do in the studio when I first. Like that. That's what I do in the studio to come up with a melody.
Yeah, that's
literally.
Pretty sick. I'm not gonna lie. You can drop. You can draw something from that.
That's literally me. But that's my freestyle.
This is my next question though. Like, this is like kind of off topic, but like I put this up on my polls before. I just want your opinion. What's the most you would spend on a first date?
The most?
Yeah. Keep it real. Because, like, they say, like, I'm not going to lie, I'm, like, 150.
150?
That's just me, though.
It depends on the person.
Like,
I'll spend racks.
Yeah,
that was... Wait.
I'll spend the whole paycheck.
So are you guys trying to tell me if she markets herself well and she's... Because it's all marketing. Women are marketing.
I get it, but
they
like,
look a certain
like that. It's like I'm buying.
No, because he said it depends on which woman. So
it
I'm
just
saying,
depends, though. Because
so, okay,
you can
she's bad.
You can get a girl and take her to McDonald's, and she'll be fine with that.
Yeah.
But you can get a girl, and you gotta go take the Harbor 60 because she's not accepting anything less.
Less.
You know what I mean? So it's like, who are we taking out?
So
who are we
what
taking
is,
out?
What depends on who you take, like, where? Like, what's the, break it down for
there's
you?
There's a $100 girl. This is hard. There's a $100 girl, and there's a $10,000 girl. You know the difference.
You would drop 10 bands
you
on
know
one
the
date.
Difference, bro.
On one date, though?
Bro, you know the difference.
First date, bro.
There's some girls, bro. there's some girls. Okay, I'm not spending. I didn't say 10,000 on that. Okay, I'm saying there's a $100 girl and there's a $10,000 girl. Yeah, there's niggas out there that would spend $10,000 on a girl on the first date. 100%.
But is it just looks though? Because if it's just looks, then that means all girls will go to.
It's just how they not just looks, just how they carry themselves.
So personality.
You feel me? Like for me personally, I don't want to spend shit on the first date because if you fuck with me, it wouldn't matter what I spent. So it's like for me, it's like the first date's a test. If you're pocket watching and trying to see where we're going and see where I'm taking you, I don't like that. I'm a different type of person. I want to go for a walk. It don't mean I don't have money. It don't mean that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't fuck with you. I just want to know if you fuck with me on a level that I don't have to go spend money for you to fuck with me. You know what I mean? Like, let's go for a walk. Let's go do something free. We don't have to go, I don't have to go spend $150, $200
on
a date.
These girls don't be walking, though. I had one girl tell me they're gonna be walking if they want to fuck with me.
I'm gonna keep it real.
The only time these girls walk is if they got an Apple Watch and that shit got like some calorie counter. I don't know, but they don't walk.
You better have a fucking Apple Watch then. You better have an Apple Watch.
Yo, I had one girl said, I don't be walking. Yo, this girl.
I just hate that shit.
She told me straight she don't walk. I said, wait, what?
Excuse me.
I can show you guys a clip.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff. I don't like that stuff. You know what I mean?
I don't like that stuff.
They're on it in Hollywood right now. Bro, they don't be walking. I said, what, you got an e-bike?
Zeppelin?
Like, what do you mean?
Like,
you
for me? Like, bro, for me, it's like, yeah, like I said, bro, you have to fuck with me. Like, you have to fuck with me if we're going to go do something free. Yeah, then the next time I'll spend some money on you because you fucked with me the first date. You know what I mean?
I'll give you willingness to even want to go out and go do something else.
You feel me? I don't know what you're on the first date. I don't want to go spend $400 or $500 on you the first date. I don't know what you're on.
Me and I don't even know what you're on.
I don't know what you're on, so let's go do something for free first. Yeah. Fuck with each other. Yeah. No money involved.
Yeah.
And then we can see where we go from there. Now, you know what I mean? It's genuine. I like genuine shit. I don't like transactional shit.
Yeah.
That shit is transactional to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, I'm gonna pull up on you. Let's go for a walk. What the heck? Why don't we go get drinks or something? Mm. All right, you go get drinks. Mm. I'll meet you after you get drinks. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm gonna be real. If you ever wanted to go on a walk with a girl, the easiest time was the pandemic. Them girls wanted to walk anywhere. Playgrounds. Like, I'm talking anywhere, like, they were down. Like, yeah, shout out to the pandemic.
But in all honesty, though, if I'm really fucking with the girl, I'll take her out first date, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take her out first date, spend some money on her if I really like her.
Okay. No, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. So, look, let me ask you this, then. Is it a red flag if a girl has no profile pictures up, but just one story and she's on vacation or some shit? What y'all think about them type of
things? That's a red flag, for sure.
Because I think that's a red flag.
100%.
Like, let's keep it real.
No pictures?
No pictures? Are you showing the one vacation you went on? In like, Jamaica?
What do you think, it's Swag? You're laughing.
Like, no. Dead ass, though. I actually want to know, is it a red flag? Like, I didn't even ask this on my story yet, but, like, is it a red flag?
100% a red flag.
A girl got no profile pictures. Like, do you ever wonder, like, why you got no profile pictures? Like,
she got niggas flying her out, for sure.
Yeah. Or she's, like, studying or some shit.
You think she's studying on vacation?
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, some of these girls be low key and shit. They be low
key.
Bro,
nah, that's a red flag. Definitely a red flag. For me,
that's a red flag.
Personally, that's a red flag.
Yeah, I think it's a red flag.
Too. Yeah.
I just wanted to ask.
Her story is just you have a boat. She on a boat.
That's what I'm saying. Or there's only videos of you, no pictures.
The one that's a huge red flag is if she's at a basketball game, for sure. Or in a stands at a football game.
What's wrong with that, though? What's wrong with that?
Bro, fine ass shorty, is that a basketball game or at a football game? What are you doing there?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're not just watching football.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You don't watch football for real.
She came into the underground.
you don't watch basketball for real. It's not playoffs. It's the middle of the season.
Not as fast.
It's the middle of the season. Your team's not even in it. This ain't even your hometown team.
Nah, you're right.
You feel me? That's a red flag.
That's a red flag, though. That is a red flag.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this then. So do you feel like, okay, would you rather be successful with with a partner, or get successful like by yourself and then find your partner later?
Whoa, that's some sneaky ass shit.
Hey man, I'm just here to ask the questions. Do you want to find, like, let's
Nah, with my partner, bro. With a partner, for sure.
Yeah?
Because it's like, you have support. You have that support there. You know what I mean? And especially if your partner has, like, your best interests at hand. Mm. Of course. I'm not like that. I'm not a snake like that.
You're going to put them through a lot while you're trying to come up, right?
They're going
to
go through a lot with me, too, though.
That's true.
You feel me? But it's like, that's some snaky ass shit, though. Like, fire your partner after? Nah.
Nah, that's not that snaky, though, because then you got the bag. Like, you can kind of, like, pick who you want.
But then your partner is just kicked to the curb? That's crazy.
No. Let me rephrase that's crazy. The question. So you have the option to choose. You can either build with a partner and get successful, or you can be the nigga that's already successful.
And then fire your partner, that's what I'm saying, right?
Like, yeah, like, after the
Nah, bro. This partner's staying with me right here.
I'm saying, like, you got no partner. Like, you a single. Like, imagine being a nigga that's successful on his own. He don't got no woman with him. He's single. But then, when he got the money already, he's now looking to.
But how you know that she's fucking with you?
You don't know that. That's why I'm trying to ask the questions.
That's why you gotta stick. That's what the issue I'm having right now. It's like a lot of, I don't know who's real or not, bro.
Because you already have.
That's why I'm single. I'm just like, I don't know what these girls are looking for. Like, am I a quick come up? You know what I mean? Or am I like he's well known. I could see him being something. Mm. Or do you fuck with me genuinely? Like, that's why I like to mess with people that knew me from when I was
when
nothing.
Coming up. Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, knew me from the bottom.
And that's important to you.
That's way more important to me than anything. I'd rather a girl who's like, bro, I could have a 10 and a 6, but the 6 was with me the whole time. I'm keeping the 6.
Yeah?
10 can go on.
Wait, yeah, for real?
100%. 100%.
But, like, when you get new money, new levels, they say new devils.
Yeah, new devils, for real.
What's
I'm going
to
have to fight
what's to
those,
that? Like,
for
why,
sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
definitely going to have to fight those,
you
for sure.
Because you're an artist. Like, they at your shows.
Nah, but...
They're going to catch you. They're going to catch
if,
you.
If this girl can stay with me from the beginning and be loyal, I could be loyal to her, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I was a piece of shit back then, and I was, like, not loyal, and I was doing some fucked up shit. Yeah. But I'm a different person now, you know what I mean? So, like... Nah, bro. I would definitely stick with this with the girl who was there or the partner that was there with me from the start.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's real.
Cause there's a lot of like guys. Like, a lot of these girls just be different shit.
Yeah.
Especially when you're like you're someone like me, they expect a certain
lifestyle already.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's like, baby, it's not that. Like, it's not that.
They're trying to
like,
use you, bro.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so adamant about like going on a free date. Cause I need to see that you fuck with me.
The bad apple.
You know what I mean? I need to see that you fuck with me. Like, actually, like, no, we're not drinking. No, we're not smoking. No, we're not getting drunk.
No drinking on the
fuck with me sober.
What about?
You feel me?
That's a strong stance.
Real shit. Fuck with me.
But a lot of niggas don't even want to be sober though.
Mm-hmm.
When they're around females.
Nah, bro, you got.
I feel like some niggas don't even know how to be sober around females.
At all, bro. For me, it's like nah. If you can mess with me sober, we're cool.
Yeah.
If we don't have to go and get drinks and shit, and we can just vibe out with our vibe and our energy, and we don't have to be tipsy, I fuck with you.
Yeah, nah, I feel you. There's some girls that don't want to go on walks though, and they don't want to do the coffee dates.
At all.
And
they're not for me.
I don't like that.
They're not for me. They're not for us, bro.
They're not for us. Not for us. I'm a relationship now, but
it's kind of not religion.
Sorry. Yeah, we're gonna have to get into some real shit, man.
Let's get into some real shit, man.
You've been traveling to America, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been meeting a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Talk to me about like one of the most powerful people you've met, and talk to me about that network of like being an entertainer in the music industry in America, where it's marketing, it's network, it's all those things and all above. Talk to me about that though, like some of the people you've met that you can remember.
Like personally, the most powerful and I would say impactful people I met has to be Ray, because even rolling around with him in Atlanta, like he's recognized everywhere. Mm. And he's so smart, bro. Like I said, he told me to do the content with the Toronto hoods and speaking on like Toronto things that people can remember. And bro, that shit started going viral. Mm. Whatever he said to me hasn't been wrong, you know? So that would probably be the most like impactful person. And obviously they have Teron too, and he manages Teron, who just won Songwriter of the Year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Grammy.
Weren't you at the Legacy Awards and stuff too?
Yeah, I was at the Legacy Awards, a year ago?
Okay.
Yeah, I was tapped into there. I went there.
So you've done everything in Toronto already?
You know what I mean? Like, I've been in Toronto for a long time. So going out and traveling to Atlanta and LA and, you know what I mean? Like, tapping into those different places helped me a lot. Living in LA helped me a lot.
So what's the difference between the women here in Toronto versus the women out there?
Oh, man, it's so different.
Is it?
Bro.
What's so different?
For an example, is like, I just landed here, and I got a girl to come and be in my video for next week, just like that. But in Atlanta, they all expect something.
Really?
Yeah, they all expect something.
Like money?
Either it's that or, like, mainly money, because they're all they're all money hungry. Like, they're, like, money hungry.
Isn't that the same with the Toronto girls, though?
Like, bro, not when it comes to me.
Okay.
Personally, I just landed and I was trying to find a girl to shoot this in Atlanta for a while.
How much Atlanta Vixen go for?
I don't know. I've never paid for an Atlanta Vixen before. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But it's just it seems more like they're a little more transactional.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the girls in the city are kind of transactional nowadays too, though.
I guess it depends on what type of girls you're messing with.
Yeah, and who you are.
Exactly. And with me, it's like I have a certain status that people expect certain things from me.
Mm.
And it's like, I'm sorry, baby, but we ain't got a budget for that. You know what I mean? But like, you're going to have to, you know, pull up and just vibe out.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a good look for you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But it's definitely different over there. Girls are definitely different. It's a different culture, different accents. And like, you can carry a weapon over there.
Yeah.
So everyone has one.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, bro, they definitely have one.
Can you give us any crazy stories you've been through?
Bro.
If you don't...
Bro.
No, I'm just saying, though, if you don't mind...
I was reliving it in my head.
Nah, because, like, you know, the people out here in the city...
Because
a lot of people from Toronto are going to see this.
And I could have shot. I could have got shot out there. This girl that I was messing with out there... I had a performance, right? And we were talking, but we weren't talking for like a week straight before this performance, okay?
Okay.
She did some shit I did not like. Stopped talking to her. Okay? So I stopped talking. I put her on a timeout.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I post a flyer.
Yeah.
Come to this performance, everyone. This, that. She obviously seen it. I'm not thinking anything. Like, you know you're not coming. I didn't invite you. So for you to pull up is crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She texted me that morning of the performance. Hey, 11, have a great performance. I hope your day goes well. Thinking she ain't coming. You know what I mean? Where I get to the performance and she pulled up. Like, she pulled up to the venue. And I didn't even see her at first. My niggas who were with me seen her. Because they knew her because I was bringing her around.
Wow.
So they seen her and they come to me. They're like, yo, I think she's here, bro. Yo, that was her, bro. You didn't see her?
Wow.
I was like, nah, you're tripping. I'm moving like that. Like, you're tripping, bro. She would not do that.
Yeah.
She wouldn't do that, bro. I know her.
Yeah.
I did not know her. I did not know her, bro.
Yeah.
Tripping, bro. It's not her. So then I text her. She walks back out, and he comes and he's like, yo, bro, I swear that was her, bro. I swear that was her.
Wow.
So I text her, and I'm like, was that you? Just did you just pass the section? Come to the section. Stop being weird.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I couldn't see you. I couldn't find you. I'm like, Cap. I'm like, Cap, we were right by the entrance.
Yeah.
You see me with my durag. You see me with my white jacket. Like, come on. You know what I mean?
That sounds like a lie.
So then she pulled, she comes, and it was just weird because it's like I wasn't expecting her to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I invited other people because we haven't been talking like that. So I invited other people, and she was there. She was sitting there, and she was seeing how I was acting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you wanted to come in uninvited... That's what happens.
Mm.
At least tell me you're coming.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If she told, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'll be straight up honest. I'm not a dickhead. If she told me she was coming, I would have not invited anybody.
Mm.
I would have just let her come and not been an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she just pulled up without telling me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like, okay, I'm gonna be an extra asshole now, though. Because you gotta learn that you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just not talk to me for a week and then pull up.
Mm-hmm.
But then to find out, as we're leaving the club, she had a strap with her. She had a strap, or she pulled up to the club with a strap, bro. With a pink strap. With a Bro, with a pink strap. I had no idea.
That's crazy. Is she American? Bro,
yeah. She had a pink strap. She went to go get the Uber, and it went, oh, I forgot my gun. Goes into the bush, grabs her gun, puts it in her purse, gets into the Uber. I was like, oh, you came to shoot me or a bitch tonight.
Wow.
Nah.
That's crazy.
Crazy. And then, not gonna lie, slow down.
After that, I
slowed down. I was like, yo, let me just focus on myself for a bit, King.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is crazy.
That's actually crazy.
I could have got popped.
That's actually crazy.
I don't know what mentality she was on. Maybe she wasn't there. Maybe she was just carrying her gun with her. You know what I mean?
She was there for something, bro.
That's the difference between America and Toronto. Well, I personally never met a girl that carries a gun like that.
No, I don't think girls carry guns in Toronto. But that's also because they're not, like, legal.
Bro, I bet you they would be. There's definitely some girls that carry guns.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if there's, let's be real.
But like, let's be real. You know what I mean? But like, if they were in America, everyone was.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna carry a gun. She had it, bro. She just had it, and I was like, damn, this could have went left.
You think you could be with an American girl though?
Like, yeah. I love American women. I ain't gonna lie to you. I love them.
Wait, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna lie. Like, even her, like, she had an accent. She was like Latina, bro, and she had a little accent. I was like, oh, I love this.
So you think
I love me an American girl.
So all right, so look, let's put it like this. Would you rather be with an American woman or a Toronto woman? Or a Canadian woman, sorry.
A Canadian, oh man.
Yeah,
Canadian. Hey, man, I don't discriminate, man. Honestly, I'm gonna say it. A Canadian girl, because that's where I lived all my life, bro. That's what I know, bro. Like, I know women.
Fair enough.
You know, and I love me a Canadian woman. It's like a little American more multicultural.
They might have your heart, though, if you stay out there too long.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Nah. American woman can easily have my heart. I won't lie to you. As soon as she talks. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, I feel you. I won't lie. Nah, that's fair. So look, let's talk about this, though. So we got a crazy thing going on with my boy P. Diddy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
So my question is this. There's been a lot of speculation. I think I've heard 50 Cent say the reason they're coming so hard on Diddy right now is because he didn't want to have owners. Like, he didn't have any ownership in Ciroc, and then he started Delion or whatever, his new liquor company, and that kind of, like, what warranted some of these people to come after him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that, is my question, or do you believe that it's also just lack of awareness, or just how he was moving as a person, I guess, at the time? What are your thoughts on this whole Diddy shit, is my question, I guess.
Your
thoughts on that.
Yeah. I hate, like, chiming in on people's, like, other things that people have going on that's, like, super serious.
Okay.
I've been to Diddy's house.
Wait, what?
Like, I've been there.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. I've been to a couple, like two parties.
Diddy parties?
Yes.
No Diddy.
Yes. I've never seen any of that going on.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I've never seen nothing like that.
How long did you stay?
I was just at the party. I was just there. I was there for a little bit. Like, I wasn't there. Like, I never seen nothing. Yeah. I never seen nothing crazy. Like, and there was a lot of people there. Mm. A lot of famous people.
Yeah.
A lot. But I didn't see nothing crazy. You feel me? Like, I wasn't in. I was writing for Cassie, and that's why I was at those, like, at his house and shit a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was in the studio writing for her. And one thing I will tell you is I sensed the energy off for sure when he came in with Cassie. You know what I mean? Like, when he came in and to hug Cassie when we were writing, I did sense the energy was off. Like, it looks like she didn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. So going and seeing what we saw, like the tape,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness, so I was right. Like, I knew something was off.
Mm.
I knew she didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I witnessed that. Like, I witnessed her hug him, but, like, reluctantly. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Then to see that, it's like, oh, so that, all that shit happened. That was probably crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The other shit, I have no idea about. Because when I was at his house, I didn't see any of that shit. I didn't see no, like, freak offs. I didn't see anything freaky. I didn't see none of that.
Mm.
I was outside just listening to music, partying with my manager.
Mm.
You know, my manager at the time was Puff's main engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I didn't see any of that. That's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I'm not on an NDA.
Yeah.
If I seen some shit, I could talk about it. Just like I said right now, like, I seen the energy was off for him and Cassie, for sure. I'm going to say that. And I was there. You know what I mean?
And then I guess I would just say in terms of that whole situation, so do you feel like the people that were there and attended the party, do you feel like they should be held? Because, like, people are trying to, like, go at other stars.
Like, I don't think they should because, like, I was there. I didn't do anything.
And that's what I'm saying. So there are people that went to parties and nothing.
There's people that were there that nothing happened. People didn't even know anything that was going on or they weren't even participating.
That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't, it's not fair that, like, they're holding anyone that attend. Because I'm going to lie. Bro, in the media right now.
100%.
If you went to a party, you know what the fuck's going
on. 100%. And it's like, for me, it's like, I know my truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm not afraid to be like, nigga, I was at Diddy's house before.
Yeah.
I went to Diddy's house and I seen Ty Dolla $ign right there. Like, he was chilling there, and I was chilling right here.
Yeah.
And there was no party. It was, we were just chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like,
the media.
I wasn't involved in any of that shit. I never physically seen with my eyes any of that shit. Mm-hmm. All I seen was a big mansion and niggas chilling.
Do you think that the higher-ups are trying to get at Diddy right now?
Most likely, for sure. Like, he probably did something that someone doesn't like. You know what I mean? Like, don't forget that he's, you know... He's a black male, too, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's, you know, what I'm saying. Like, it seems like an agenda right now.
He's a black male, bro. So they're trying to take everybody and everyone that has power. Right. You know what I mean? That's black, bro. Yeah. So that's what it is, fam. Like,
And in terms of even writing for Cassie and stuff like that, like, what was that like? Like, how did you even...
Cassie's amazing. I love Cassie. She's dope. Yeah. You know, we were just I was just writing songs for her. None of the music came out, but I was writing songs. I have no idea. Maybe the situation... with her and him, but I have no idea. I didn't ask no questions. I was kind of new. Like, I was in LA kind of new. You know, this is my first experience of, like, being around famous people. So, like, I wasn't taking it for granted. I wasn't trying to chime in on people's business and shit. I was just like, yo, I'm sitting next to Cassie right now writing with her, smoking a joint and drinking wine with her.
That's it.
Tough. That was good for me. Yeah. You feel me? So, like,
that's actually sick.
Yeah, bro. So I was just,
I gotta help you.
Appreciate it, bro. That's like, you know, so I was there during all that shit. So to see that, it's like, and then to see that tape later, I wasn't really surprised because I was like, I've sensed it. Mm-hmm. I sensed that, you know? But she's a dope person. She's a genuine person too.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So
how did you even get that opportunity?
Like I said, my manager at the time was Puff's main engineer. Like his main, like, whoever, like, if his sons wanted to record, he wanted to record, he was calling him. So, like, I was tapped in with him, living with him when I was in L.A. And this was the time that my baby moms was pregnant when I was living in L.A.
Sacrifice,
you feel me? So I was doing all that and tapped in with him. Shout out Maddie Rich. Shout out Candace B. You know what I mean? They're my managers at the time. So, you know, my manager now, Dave Vaughn, appreciate you, you know? but, yeah, bro, I was tapped into there. I didn't see anything crazy. I can't say I'm not about to make up a story.
Yeah.
Just so I could go viral.
Nah.
You feel me?
You gotta keep authentic.
You feel me? So I'm just saying what I said. And I have no way, I feel no ways about saying, yeah, I was at Diddy's house. I've been to a Diddy party before. Mm-hmm. It's not what people were saying. Maybe there were different parties that were like that. But the one I was at had a food truck, free food. I met so many people, chicken and waffles and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
They were giving out free weed and it was crazy. Weed. And everybody was there. Everybody. Everybody, everybody famous you can think of was there. So it was pretty cool.
Weed? They had Grabba too?
I don't know about Grabba. I don't know about Grabba. I don't even think they call it Grabba. They call it Fanta.
Fanta Leaf. They have Fanta Leaf.
Or Blend.
Blend?
Yeah, Blend.
Okay. All right, no, that's cool. And then in terms of, like, is there anything else that you can, I guess, mention that you've seen in the scene? That you want to share? I mean, just like, I don't know. Could be a cool person, like an artist. Could be a crazy party you've been to. Like, what's your takeaway from all this stuff that you've endured and seen?
Man. What's this industry?
Talk to, like, sum it all up. Like, what does this shit mean?
It's like, you just got to know how to handle people. In the industry.
I know people.
You know what I mean? And, like, how to talk to people and move a certain way. Mm-hmm. Because if you move one way, people will look at you differently and look at you like crazy. But if you're just, like, you know, the guy that everybody fucks with, you're going to win, bro. You know what I mean? Wait, bro. If you're the guy that everyone fucks with, you're gonna win, bro.
If you're the guy that everyone fucks with.
This nigga's winning right now. Everyone fucks with Rich.
That's facts.
Big shit.
You feel me?
That's facts.
You feel me? Everyone fucks with Rich.
So you just gotta be the guy.
That's it, bro.
That's a good way to say that.
You feel me?
Shit.
If you step into the room, everyone's gonna fuck with you. If you step into the room and it's like, oh, I love this guy, bro. He's always so chill. He's never, you know, nothing bad to say about this guy. You're gonna win, bro.
You're gonna win.
You know what I mean? So I try to approach every room where it's like, smile on my face, like, you know, nothing's wrong. Even if I had the worst fucking day, bro. Even if, like, I was in Atlanta just now, bro. I haven't seen any of my kids for 6 months, bro. Like, I was losing it. But I was still walking into the studio like, hey, how you doing? What's up? What's up? 11, I love your energy. People will fuck with you just off of that, bro. You know what I mean? So just always keep good energy, smile on your face, even if it's the worst day ever, bro. Like, my car could get towed right now. I could get pulled over and car taken or whatever, anything. That's not the worst thing that happened to me in life, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just gonna keep it pushing. I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just gotta always keep a smile on your face, bro.
Yeah.
Now that's that's how this nigga approaches life, bro. That's why, you know, that's why he is the way he is, bro.
Now that's fact. It's crazy because, like, yeah, even everything we do in here.
Exactly,
right now,
bro.
It's crazy.
Just exactly, like the moment, bro. Right?
But, nah, it's crazy. And I guess I just wanna say this. So, you've been to all the places not to go when it comes to the hoods.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the food spots to actually go to? Like, the best one in the city.
I'm probably about to go to one right now if it's
I'm
open.
I'm down to go too.
If it's open. It's at Weston and Finch, though. It's at Weston and Finch, though. Oh, so
that's a little far. It's
a place called Caribou, and it's like West Indian food. It's so bomb. It's so bomb.
If it's that blessed and we go there and it's not that blessed,
it's good.
Super mad.
It's, you know, it's blessed because you go there and it's a bar. It's not a spot where you get food.
Oh.
It's a bar.
Oh, yeah.
And West Indians love to drink.
Okay,
so it's like, if you go into a West Indian spot and it's an actual food spot, food's probably gonna be trash. But go to a West Indian spot and it's a bar, food's gonna be fire. You know why? Because a cook is drunk.
No, facts.
The cook is drunk, bro.
Nah, facts.
Making fire food. But
facts.
What's another spot that I like? One of my personal favorites is... I really like Jerk King. I don't know if it's one of my favorites.
I love Jerk King. Yeah, I fuck with Jerk.
And then you got the hood spots like Mainchas and
Mainchas.
King's Delight, like
Jerk Box. Okay.
Jerk Box at Jane and Lawrence.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You have all those spots. Mainchas was my one though.
Yeah.
Mainchas was the one that niggas were going to in the hood.
Like that was the one of the one. Okay. 100,
especially the one at Dufferin and Lawrence, closer there, and right by Yorkdale.
And this is kind of off topic again, but this is like what the players asked.
Mm.
They said, would you subscribe to a girl's OnlyFans?
Ooh.
That's a crazy question.
Huh?
Have you ever?
If it's free, yeah.
A lot.
Straight up, if it's free, yeah.
Have you ever?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah. If it's free?
You have?
Yeah, if it's free, for sure.
What if it's not free, though? And it's only $9. Think about it. $9
is...
Nah,
there's too much.
Robbery. I'm not even buying $9 for $9.
Too much.
Now, but $9 is technically only a gram of weed.
Yeah, but still, like...
I'd rather get high.
$9 is also a meal. So, like, I'd rather go get a meal.
Do you feel like the city champions the household... Whether it's creators, entertainers, do you feel like the people that put in work in the city get the love they deserve? Like the household names?
No.
Why do you feel like they don't get the love they deserve?
It depends on who we're talking about, though.
I mean, like, I feel like there's just a lot of people that have done a lot for the city, but they don't get, like, it's not even them. It's just like Toronto doesn't get behind anything that hasn't been.
We gotta stop that fucking shit. That shit, I hate that, bro. We gotta stop that. We gotta all just collaborate as one. Because we could be winning so much more right now, bro, if we just got together as a city and just collab with each other and all got posted on these blog pages. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they do in Atlanta. They unite. That's what they do in LA. They unite. Mm-hmm. Why do you think Kendrick could do that pop-out show?
And just have everybody support him.
Drake didn't do that. Why? Because he wouldn't have been able to do that. Because nobody's going to unite for him. Other than like the white people and the kids.
But why though? Like why don't we come behind something?
Because, bro, I guess it's the stigma we have that Toronto is a screw-faced capital, bro. Like, yeah. And we still live by it. Because it's like, there's a lot of people out there that still think they're too cool to collaborate. Mm-hmm. And it's like, bro, we just need to all collaborate. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a song right now where I did a hook. I'm going to send it to all the rappers. Let's see if they really go on it. And it's like, it could be a fucking smash. Mm-hmm. Like, the hook that I made is crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We could actually do something sick with it and make like a sick anthem for the city. Mm-hmm. But these guys have to be willing to just like collaborate with people. Mm-hmm. I feel like Toronto's too cool sometimes, bro.
Yeah.
And it's just like that too cool mentality is gonna kill us. Cause we all have to come together, bro. Like, why isn't there another 100 Arms Strong song? Why don't we have another one of those right now? How long has it been? How long has it been since that? That song, 100, what did, bro?
16 to 20 years.
Why don't we have another one of those right now?
Yeah.
I get it, because of polys, because everyone doesn't want to go do, but bro, if we're going to win, we got to eventually, like, yo, let's just do this. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. even if it's like, you do it where you're at, and we'll do it where we're at. But we need another one of those. Mm. They did it back then. Why can't we do it now, bro?
So what's it going to take for the city to come together and like...
Putting that shit to the side, bro. And everyone putting their pride to the side. I'm willing to work with anybody, bro. That's the difference. It's like, I guess that's the difference of being an R&B, nigga. Mm. You know what I mean? But we all just got to unite because we're winning right now. But like a lot of people don't know it. Like,
why do you say we're winning?
Because we have so many... Like we have the top artists in the game are from Canada.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
At the highest level, but I feel like
the locals
aren't winning.
But also, it's cool to be from Toronto right now.
I don't think so.
It is, bro. It still is. It still is.
Is it?
I was just in America, bro. It's cool to be from Toronto.
Is right that now. What they're saying? It's
cool. It's cool.
So we go out there.
The music is cool. The music is fire. They think like our music is fire. The only thing they don't think is fire is the shit that some Toronto rappers are doing where they have that hard Toronto accent. They don't like that in America. So they're not going to bump that. I've played a couple of tracks like that, and they're like, turn that shit off.
Because of the accent?
They don't like it. They don't like it. That's why Northside Benji wins in America. That's why Houdini was winning in America.
Does Northside win in America?
Because he doesn't sound like he's from Toronto. He wins in America. People listen to him in America.
I know he has a UK audience. I didn't know how big he is in America.
But like, people don't like that Toronto sound in America. They don't like that. They think it's goofy. They think it's clown. Like, it's a clown thing. You know what I mean? Even when I...
But Drake, Drake has that accent.
It's different. It's different, bro. Like, if he does it, he's on a different status than certain people. Mm. He can do it, but he also doesn't overdo it. Mm. You feel me? Mm. And he does it Americanized, where he'll say something that we know at a certain point and then jump off of it quick. When there's rappers here that are talking about... Yo, come to your door like on dun dun. You know what I mean? Like that. Like niggas in America don't like that.
Yeah.
Like literally, bro. I've played songs and they're like, turn that off. They only fuck with like.
I mean, American accents be sounding hella funny too, though. Like some of them.
It's funny. I'd be trying to mock them and they're like.
Yo, no,
but they be trying to mock us. And
some
it's
of
funny.
The Louisiana accents are crazy.
They be trying to mock us.
Hey, bro. I'm like, bro.
Yeah. Especially in Atlanta, though, they have the hardest accent. What the fuck going on, twin?
That's what I'm saying.
They love that shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, these niggas be having accents.
But they think that we talk, like, and when I was there, they think I talk proper. Like, they're like, your English is so good. Like, you talk way too proper. I don't know if it's sarcasm or if you're being serious. Mm. They think every time I'm talking, it's sarcastic. Mm. But it's like, no, I'm just, this is how I
just
talk.
How you talk.
This is just my accent, bro.
Yeah.
So I'd be saying shit and they'd be taking it to offense. It's just like, no. I was actually like saying that for real. Yeah. Like, it's hard. Like, this is a hard song. Like, you know what
that's
I mean?
Funny,
but
still, that's funny. Yeah. And in terms of like style though, like how did you get this style that you have today with the pink do-rag? And
you feel me? Like I wanted to rock something there where it was like something signature. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I love the do-rags. Like I'm a do-rag guy. Mm. So I started rocking my do-rags, bro. I love them.
Was this from the Hoods Not to Go To?
Like, yeah, I put it on because it's like, you know, it wasn't even necessarily like I put it on because it's hood or something. Like I put it on because this is my style. Like I like rocking do-rags. Like I like this. You know what I mean? I don't tie it up, but I like rocking it like this. This is me. You know what I mean? This is 11-11. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So even if you see me with a silk shirt, you're going to see me with a black do-rag hanging. You know what I mean? So even if I'm in a suit, I'm going to wear a black suit, I'm going to have a little black do-rag hanging.
No matter what.
Mean? Yeah. That's me now, bro. That's me.
And what does 11-11 mean to you?
Making a wish, alignment, everything coming together. My mom always used to say, 11-11, make a wish. Like you said, yell it out in the house. Mm-hmm. And I remember one day I just wanted a name that can like sit with people before they even went and saw my music. You know what I mean? So I'm like thinking of names. I'm like, hey, After Hours, like something cool like that. 1 a.m. And then popped up 11-11. I was like, you see 11-11 twice in a day. You feel me? So even if you're not listening to my music and you've seen me on TikTok talking about shit, you're going to get reminded that, oh, yo, 11-11. There's a guy no name 11-11 actually. You feel me? So that's why I picked 11-11 for real.
Because it kind of kids.
You feel me?
Yeah, you can correlate it to other stuff.
It's easy to brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got it tattooed on me here. Got it tattooed on me here. On my legs. Yeah, bro.
Wow.
I'm 11-11'd out.
Wow. So in terms of, I think I seen something that said like anybody that is a creator or like anybody that lives life to the fullest, they go through the most ups downs because like they're always searching for like. Actually, I have a better question. What's something that makes like what does being high off life mean to you?
Just living life and living and loving and enjoying the journey. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we all got a journey, and you just gotta love the journey. You gotta enjoy it because we're all going through a journey, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta just. Love it. You just gotta love the journey, bro. That's it. That's one thing that I've realized more of being in Atlanta is just loving the process and loving the journey. The journey's gonna lead you somewhere that you need to be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So,
How do you not get impatient with finding?
Like, it's hard. It's hard, bro. It's hard, but you just gotta stay strong, and you know, like your mental just has to be strong. I wasn't strong always, you know. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I was here addicted to opioids and Percocets and popping that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's how I was dealing with it. Mm-hmm. For 2 years, you know what I mean? And I'm not talking like popping them and being not able to function, but I was popping them once a day to just deal with the process and deal with being okay with the journey until one day I just like, yo, okay, let me stop. And enjoy the journey sober. You know what I mean? So I eventually stopped it, went to Atlanta, and here we are now, bro. 6 months later, I ain't popped no drugs, bro. So definitely, you know what I mean? We definitely, it's not easy. It's not easy, bro. You know, everyone goes through something, everyone deals with it, the you know, a different way. But from somebody telling you that I was addicted to Percocets and now I'm not, there's a way out, bro, always, no matter what, to enjoy the journey. You feel me? Sober. To enjoy the journey just off high off life. So, yeah, bro. You just got to enjoy it.
Now, that's what's up, honestly, because I feel like a lot of people out there are trying to find their coping mechanism because we're all trying to just figure out how to enjoy something like this.
And drugs is never the way, bro. It's because a lot of people would think that, like, yeah, I'll do this, and then I'll stop. And then you do it, and then you don't stop. And then you do it, and then you stop, and then you realize you have to go through withdrawals. And so you don't want to stop because you don't want to go through withdrawals. And you don't want to feel like the real feelings of the journey, the stress, the lowest of the lows you are. You know what I mean? You just want to pop the pill. You want to take the drug and just be like, all right, I'm good. But nah, bro, you don't need that. Like, you can do it without it. You feel me?
What are some, like, alternatives that people could do the journey with without having to do drugs?
Working out, bro. Like, you could go work out, you could go take a walk, you know what I mean? You could find something creative. You could go take a walk, bro. Like, you can, you know, find something artistic to do, like find a hobby, find a different hobby. Yeah. You feel me? But yeah, there's always a way out. There's always an outlet. This is an outlet. You feel me? Talking. You could talk to somebody, bro. You know, therapy is a big thing. Like, and I think, you know, our community needs to learn more about is like, you know, it's okay to talk to somebody, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all good. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just a friend, that could be a therapy session. Talking to a friend.
Facts.
You know what I mean? That's a therapy session, bro. This is a therapy session. Me going in the studio is a therapy session.
Facts.
You feel me? With therapies everywhere, you don't necessarily have to go sit down and talk to a professional.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. There's other ways.
To deal with
100%. What you got going on. Yeah, yeah.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And then I guess I would just say, like, is there anything creatively behind the scenes that you didn't bring to the light yet that you want to bring to the light that you can mention right now, or is it
coming? I got a song that I'm about to release on October 4th, for sure. It's gonna be fire. It's called Excited. Mm. Can't wait till that comes out. But I've just been doing a bunch of content for that. Mm. That's gonna be coming out, and then look to see a bunch of more singles coming out for me. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like a big tape, because I want to do singles. I want people to live in the song. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to see a body of work and have to, like, you know, live in that song that I released you. Yeah. And let's do that. You feel me?
At a time.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I feel you.
But that's what people can expect from me for sure. And more content, more Toronto videos, more reminiscing. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So all that.
Of course. And then I guess my last question would be, before we get out of here, is, I guess it's a 2-in-1 question, but the first part of it is there anything that you feel got away from you? Could it be a woman? Could it be something you didn't complete? Could be a task? Is there anything that you didn't do that you wanted to do?
Content back then. I feel like if I did more content like I'm doing now, back when I hit 15 million streams, 20 million on YouTube. I feel like if I was more consistent with content, I'd be way bigger than I am now.
Then you're okay.
So I feel like I kind of slipped there.
Just started a little late.
You feel me? Okay. But other than that,
you're doing what you gotta do now.
You know what I mean? Obviously, I've made mistakes along the way with girls.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Could be a woman too, right?
Yeah,
could
you
be
know.
A special woman. Or
yeah,
woman,
for sure. Know? I feel like a lot of stuff slipped away, but that's in the past now, bro. You know, like,
of course.
That's not something I need to be worrying about. Yeah. So I would say more just wishing I was more like adamant about the content.
In the beginning
when my shit was blowing up.
Just to kind of like build that.
But we're doing it now and I'm going viral, so we okay.
That's all that's involved. That's all that's involved. But at the end of the day, you already mentioned certain things you have going on in the future. Mm-hmm. So that people can look, you know, and find out whatever else you got going on. So that's a blessing in itself. And just meeting all the people you met with.
Exactly.
And the network you still have to today, because we got connected through your network.
Exactly.
It's all a blessing in disguise.
But we need more of this in Toronto. We need more people like fucking with each other.
I agree.
Not like on opposite sides, bro. It's like, just tap in, bro. Like, everyone just tap in. Everyone just unite. We could take over. We 100%. Can fucking take over. We just need to all come together.
100%.
You feel me? Put the politics down and put them. If y'all really trying to be artists,
that needs to
go away. Exactly,
so
bro.
I appreciate you coming on the platform.
Appreciate you, bro. Players Play Media.
Come on. You already know how we doing. You guys know what to do. Subscribe, tap in, comment, check out anything 1111 has. And, you know, there's only more to come.
Shout out Gallery.
Oh, no, eh?